Shrove Tuesday, a time for us to celebrate. People in Christian countries all over the world celebrate Shrove Tuesday, 47 days before Easter, in various ways, but mostly by eating pancakes or other special foods. Why do we do this, and why pancakes? Since at least 1000 AD, there has been a tradition of marking the day before Ash Wednesday by confessing and repenting of the ways we have failed to live as we should, what we call sins, as part of the preparation for the season of Lent. This season involves some combination of fasting, eating frugally, and giving up treats, following the example of Jesus, who fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. The word shrove comes from the word shrive or absolve, because when Christians confess their sins, they are absolved and assured of God's forgiveness. In addition to this confession and repentance, Christians would use up all the rich ingredients in their store cupboards, such as eggs, milk and sugar, because during Lent they wouldn't eat any of these. The best way to use up eggs, milk and sugar is to make pancakes, and so these became part of what was essentially a day of pre-fasting indulgence. The church shriving bells used to ring at 11 a.m. to call the people to church and to remind them to start frying their pancakes, and the day was even an official half holiday. In some countries, this day is called Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday, with its associated festivals. Many towns in the UK traditionally have pancake races on Shrove Tuesday, a practice which is said to have originated when a housewife from Buckinghamshire was so busy making her pancakes that she forgot the time until she heard the shriving bell ringing and raced out of the house to run to church carrying her frying pan and tossing the pancake so it wouldn't burn. We may not all be planning to give up eggs, milk and sugar for Lent, but many of us will still celebrate by eating pancakes on Tuesday the 16th, especially those with children at home. Celebration is a theme that runs throughout the Bible. The nation of Israel had many feast days where they celebrated God's goodness to them and remembered special things he had done for them. We often think of Christian feast days as being times to go to a special service at church, to commemorate a particular aspect of our faith. But feast days in the Bible were usually about much more than just a church service. Many of them were about enjoying the rich life God has given us, about coming together with others to eat and drink, sing and dance, and to tell stories of what God had done. They were days or seasons of joy, times to acknowledge God as provider and to remember his goodness even during the hard times. Many, or even most of us, won't feel at all like celebrating at the moment. This last year has been terribly hard for so many people, and this current lockdown seems to have been almost the hardest to bear. Our world feels grim and dark, and for some it's been an extremely painful time, filled with anxiety, grief, loneliness, and disappointed hopes. Those of us who have not suffered personally will still have been aware of the pain that others are having to endure, and will have heavy hearts as a result. What is there to celebrate, and why on earth would we want to do so? Something happens when we choose to focus on the good things we do have and are grateful for them, even in the middle of the most stressful and harsh times. It seems so counterintuitive, but it brings a strange freedom and allows the rays of God's light to penetrate the darkness and restore hope. As we start thanking him for even the tiny things he's given us, we realise other things we have which we're grateful for. And as we voice them, in some inexplicable way, our spirits are lifted. For now, we're not able to meet and celebrate God's goodness together. But we can still choose to spend some time on Shrove Tuesday, enjoying the riches of the foods he's given us and thanking him for other ways he's given good things to us. Even if it's just the hope of spring, which the slight warmth in the sun gave us on Saturday afternoon. Perhaps we could each allow ourselves a few special moments on Tuesday. Some favourite food or music. Looking at precious photographs which make us smile. Lighting some candles or having a long bath. Anything which helps us to enjoy the life God has given us. For some of us, the pain may be too immediate even to contemplate this, and the only thing we might be able to do is to cry out to God from our hearts and acknowledge how much has been robbed away during these hard times. Whether we come to him with our heartfelt thanks or with our heartfelt sorrow, let us lift our eyes off the darkness and onto him, and trust him to transform the darkness around us with his light, so that like the psalmist, we are able to say, "Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people, praise his holy name." Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Those verses are from Psalm 30, verse 4, 5, and 11 to 12.